Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and give the gift of scuba. I don't have to remind you. Actually, I do. It's that time of year where we feel obligated to remind you to save time from going to the mall or shopping online. Just go into your local dive center, buy a gift certificate for some scuba lessons, or if you have a diver on your list, just, buy them an extra class or a trip or something for you and yourself. Because, you know, we love this thing called the buddy system, which means that when you buy something for the diver on your list, it's only appropriate that you volunteer to go with them as their buddy. So, you know, you give them a trip to the Bahamas, dive adventure down there to see Captain Slade in the Florida Keys or something, or maybe something more exotic like a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Turks and Caicos October 7th with Explorer Ventures. You could do that and just say, well, hey, look, I will be your buddy. And it's, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving back to yourself. So there you go. All right. In the studio with me, I also have my good friend, Bubble Boy. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good, man. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, we're going to have some fun. Richie Kohler is going to join us here in just a bit.
Oh, cool.
Shadow Diver Extraordinaire. He has a webinar, and he's, I don't know, he's at a dive shop. He might be giving the gift of scuba this weekend. We'll find out here in just a bit. Also, via the web, we got Jerry the Diver Guy. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, everybody?
All right. So Jerry's in the mountains of Virginia. If that weren't enough, Casey, my good buddy. I haven't talked to you.
I'll be your dive buddy, Greg.
Absolutely.
I'll be your dive buddy.
That's right. Casey was my dive buddy in Vegas there helping us out. So we haven't talked to him since the Dima show. So he's with us. And then, lo and behold, my good friend and, previous dive buddy before all those guys was Mark. And
hey,
he's
Greg.
Checking in. Hey, man. Long time
How's
no chat. So yeah,
long time.
Yeah, actually, Mark usually joins us out in Vegas when Dima shows out there, but because he was living out in that neck of the woods about a year ago, now he's moved to Florida. So I went to Vegas, and he came here. It was one of those things, like, he didn't really want to be where I was, I guess, right, Mark? That's kind of how it
works. I keep moving, Greg, but, I keep bumping into you, but, you know,
that's right.
That's okay.
He's a moving target. More moving, you know, and that's a kind of an inside joke, but not really. You hear what I'm saying? We'll just leave it at that. If I said any more... Mark's cohorts would come here and take care of business, if you hear what I'm saying.
Alerting the authorities.
Yes, quit it. Just stop. I'll stop. You stop. All right. So, look, first, let's kind of go around the room a little bit and find out what's going on. Well, let's start with Mark, because, you know, I haven't talked to you in a few weeks, Mark, and I believe last time we did speak, you were going to the Caymans, and you're over in the Cayman Islands doing some diving. And I don't think we've had you on since you got back from that trip. And that was like, end of October or something like that? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I've been very negligent in my dive reporting, Greg. I apologize for
that. Well, it's time for you to make up for it. And I know you do have, you have some insight on some of the statues there off the coast of Grand Cayman. Is that right?
I do.
You're diving off the main island, first off. So what area of Grand Cayman were you diving there, Mark?
Well, I kind of like the west side, and I like to do the north side when I can, but it's a little choppy up there sometime this time of year. But for some reason, Greg, we had the greatest conditions on the north side. It was great.
Really? Okay. And yeah, and that's supposedly a little bit more pristine or more adventure diving when it comes to the Cayman Islands, as opposed to just going off for a snorkel like of, what, Seven Mile Beach and all the touristy areas. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. And there's the big, big wall on that north side that just goes down, down. I don't know how. It's deep.
Yeah.
I don't even know how deep it is, but it's deep.
All right. So who are you diving with? Are you going out by yourself or just like a shore thing, or are you going out with one of the operators, like Dive Tech or someone?
Yeah, did some diving with the operators. Actually, did both. Did some shore diving as well. But, yeah, dove with Dive Tech this time. Haven't been with those guys a lot, but, man, they do a great job. Really,
okay.
Really fantastic job.
All right. Well, first off, you know, right there in front of Sunset House, which is kind of in the touristy area or touristy. It's more, you know, just to the, like, you, the cruise ship pulls into Grand Cayman, and then you turn right, and then down the street you got Sunset House. Famous statue. Did you do any polishing of the breastplate of the mermaid they have there in Grand Cayman, or what, Mark? Or would you rather not say?
I might have done a little bit of that, Greg. You know, it's yeah. I'm all about preserving things in the water.
Well,
so, I do what I can.
You clean up things when you see a mess. And if
That's
it just
right.
happens
That's
to
right.
be, you know, and, well, it's a long story. But if you go see the statue of the mermaid there off of Sunset House in Grand Cayman, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure there's plenty of YouTube videos that you can go view for. It's polished clean in certain areas. Go figure. All right, so they got this statue, but they planted or sank a sister statue, or a, I don't know, a brother statue or a dad statue. What the heck is going on? What was it again?
Well, it's called the Guardian, Greg, and they put it on the north side up there by Dive Tech on the kind of the northwest side.
Yeah.
And it's very similar. It's the same artist that made the mermaid has put down the Guardian, and it's pretty cool. It's a lot like the other statue, although it's kind of a Neptune kind of theme to it.
Right.
But it's in about the same depth of water, and it's a great, great dive site.
Yeah. Now, I've heard about this, and we've had some people mention it in the past. It's been down a while. I don't know if it's been down a whole year yet. It may have been. But is it like the dad in The Little Mermaid, or is it like the mermaid's brother, or can you tell?
I mean, it's a pretty manly man kind of thing down there. It's,
yeah, but it doesn't have a beard.
The opposite
or
of the mermaid, right?
Well, does the statue? Does the guy have a beard? The merman or
I believe there's a beard. He has some kind of scepter or something.
Yeah.
That he's holding.
Well, a trident.
Well.
He would. That's
yes,
what
yes.
mermaid mermen. They always have tridents. That's just part of the the MO for those guys. But that's what I didn't know. I didn't know if this other statue that they've sank off of Grand Cayman is supposed to be the mermaid's dad, like it is in the movie, the Little Mermaid Disney movie, right?
Or that's if it's possible.
Or if it's like a brother, you know? I don't know. But anyway, it's about the same size, and you can see the similarities, I guess. Like they're
that's
related.
True, although I would expect more growth on this particular statue. There will not be as much polishing as
there. I would assume not. But hey, you know, if there is, God bless them. You know, I'm not going to judge either way. You know, but yeah, it's there's some obvious places on the Little Mermaid there off of Sunset House that I don't know, especially the guys. And I think I actually know a few of the volunteer hand polishers, or I don't know what would the I'm not even going to figure out what these official perverts. That's the word I'm looking for.
Might as well go right to it. Yep, that's it.
Anyway, but yeah, it's cool stuff. But did you get your picture taken with the statue? And is it?
I believe so. I did. I took down my little GoPro and took some pictures down there. So I do have some. I'll have to
Very
send
nice.
Some to you.
All right. Is it in a nice reef structure there off of? You say it's on the north side, right?
Yeah, it's on the north side. It's neat because it's on a mini wall. You know, you go out probably in 30, 40 feet of water. All of a sudden, the wall, just little mini wall, drops off, and it's right there. Navigation is super simple, and it's a great little dive.
Excellent. What about the now? The other thing was this the trip where you did the Kittiwake stuff too, and you filmed?
Oh yeah, yes, I did.
Because you were bubbling over the other day when I talked to you to prep for today's show. You said that you took down your new Gobi lights from Light and Motion. And this was one
I
of
sure
the
did.
First times that you had had this much illumination on
I have,
your wreck
I have
dive.
Done that dive two or three times, Greg, but this time I was so excited to take those Gobi lights down.
Yeah.
And, you know, I warned everybody. I said, hey, you better let me go first because this is going to be bright. And, boy, I turned those on down there, lit up the entire wreck. It was just awesome. Got some great, great video thanks to some really good lighting down there.
Well, there you go. It makes all the difference in the world. And you know, we spoke a little bit, you know, about Light and Motion's plans for 2017 or what they got coming out. And I'll tell you what, it's crazy the amount of light that they're going to be providing underwater photographers over the next few months. I thought I was taking down the power of the sun before. But as we discussed on that show, on the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio, go back and listen to it if you didn't catch it. They got some big, big plans for kicking up the lumens on some of their, you know, their product line there, Light and Motion. Pretty cool stuff. As well as the Gopis. They had some upgrades on the Gopi lights that you're talking about there, Mark. So you might have to look into that. As soon as you get used to these, you know, you have to buy something new. That's how it works.
Christmas is coming, Greg.
That's
Christmas
right.
Christmas is coming.
True. That's true. Yeah, we know what to get Mark now. Not me, but if you're listening and you want to get something for Mark, now you know what he wants. Right, Mark?
That's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least he agreed with me. All right, we're coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I love this Christmassy time of year.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Buble.
Are you ready to sing a little jingle bell?
Yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Happy holidays to you. I am Greg the Dive Master. And on the phone with me is Richie Kohler, super diver. He's the closest thing in the dive industry we have as a superhero when it comes to diving. Richie, how are you, buddy?
My head's popping. How you doing, Greg? And by the way, Merry Christmas to everybody. And Merry Christmas. I'm here at Deep Stop Scuba in Syracuse, New York, having a Christmas party right now. Everybody say hello to all the divers in the country.
Yay.
Hey, Merry Merry Christmas.
Very nice. So,
and happy holidays.
Absolutely, absolutely. So a deep stop scuba in Syracuse, New York. What are you doing? Giving the gift of scuba today, Richie, and sharing the love? Or what are you doing there? What's going on?
You know me only too well, yeah. As my dad would say, I'm just yakking away, and he would use a different term, actually.
Yeah.
You know, spinning the tail, loving diving, and being with the people that I consider my peers that I've been around, you know, the last 40 years, buddy. You know that.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Well, I assume they're having you there to, give some kind of lecture or something, or share some, experience that you've been doing. You're always doing something crazy. That's worth
a
chat about.
Yeah, well, I don't know about lecture, man, because lecture sounds like these people are bored. They don't look bored. I'm having fun. There's going to be alcohol at some point. It's a Christmas party.
Well, I'm assuming it has already started with that, hadn't it? Come on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did have a little wine.
Yes.
Let's not talk about that right now.
That's right. We're not diving, so why not? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to be talking about the story I think that you know well, and I'm sure many of your listeners know well, which is of Titanic's tragic sister ship, Britannic, which I've worked on for the last decade of my life. You know that I can be a little obsessive. Anybody who's read the book Shadow Divers probably knows that I've got this obsessive-compulsive thing where when I get my teeth into a story or a project, I just, like a dog with a bone, I don't let it go.
Right.
So Britannic took a hold of me because of, not only is it stunning and beautiful visually to dive, but, you know, as Titanic sister ship, that is something unique and pretty cool. So you add to that a bona fide mystery, and here I am in Syracuse, New York.
Well, there you go. And let's just get that plug out there now. I mean, obviously, it is the Christmas gift-giving season. And for the diver on your list, if you don't have that book, the Britannic Titanic's Tragic Sister Ship, did I get the title right, or did I totally screw it up?
No, it's Mystery of the Last Olympian.
Yes.
By Richie Kohler. It is on Amazon. Actually, I got picked up by a company called Ingram, and next week we're celebrating the global launch. So, yeah, it's going to be in airports now and, you know, bookstores around the world. So that's pretty big for us.
Yeah. Hey, and I'll tell you, it's a great read. I really enjoyed it. And if you haven't read it, you need to get it for yourself or for the diver on your list. So there you go. So, yeah, I mean, is that what you're talking about there at the Deep Stop Scuba tonight or what?
I don't have a script. You know me.
You're just rolling with it.
Pretty much I've got some pictures and some I'm going to talk about them. But, you know, I don't have a prepared presentation. I kind of customize it to the group.
Sure. Okay. You just answer the questions that they want to ask. God knows when it comes to that type of diving, all this technical crazy stuff that Richie gets involved with, whether it's Britannic or some other projects. I mean, he could go on for days I mean that as a compliment, because he's probably thinking, yeah, I'm kind of a windbag. No, you're not. You're great. I love it. It's awesome.
Can you tell my wife that? Because she doesn't believe it.
Yeah, we'll get my wife and your wife together, and maybe they can figure out a plan. But I'll tell you, though, Richie, I mean, I know you got that going on in Syracuse this afternoon with those guys, and that sounds like fun. But you're also doing some kind of big webinar or something that is really for the world, right? And that happening
that
this
correct.
Week? What's going on?
That is correct. On December 7th, because of the global launch of the book, I'm going to be doing my first webinar, which is going to be entitled A Life Underwater, in which I'm going to pretty much, for about an hour, summarize the last 40 years of diving through my eyes. And you know, I've had an incredibly fortunate path in diving. I mean, I started out just like everybody else, just loving to blow bubbles. I mean, just to be underwater, be with fish. Eventually, I became a spear fisherman. I never thought in a million years I would work for television. I certainly never thought that I would get to go to Titanic. And, you know, the events in Shadow Divers are quite literally a story unto themselves. So when you look at it, I think that there's a couple of components, and none of it circles around me being great or better than anybody. It's two things that I think my dad gifted me, which was an opportunity knock. You open the door, you grab it by the collar, and you drag it in the room. And every time that I've had an opportunity, I think I've done that. And the other thing is I have this obsessive disposition where when I get into a story or a mystery, there is no such thing as halfway. You've got to go all the way. You've got to do it the right way, and you've got to, you know, ride it to completion. In the case of Shadow Divers, that story took 6 years. And in the case of Mystery of the Last Olympian, that's 10 years of my life in this one book.
Yeah. Well, and you've already written book two, haven't you? Or, I mean, pretty much.
No, we're working on that. Let's stay focused. So the webinar.
I know. I'm just saying. I know you're always working ahead.
So the webinar is basically going to cover those 40 years, and I'm doing it in a way where I'm going to talk about specific shipwrecks and how they influenced my diving career and what I learned from them, not only about being a diver or a man, but about how to conduct myself when it comes to recording, reporting, and investigating history, because, you know, history is a work in progress. People will tell you that just because it's written in a book, that makes it, you know, the way it is. But it's, as we both know, that's not the case. There's numerous cases where, as a diver, we have the skill set and the equipment to go somewhere and provide answers. And when those answers relate to people's lives today, where you can go to someone and say, this is what happened to your dad, your grandfather, your brother, or these are the events that were lost to history, that really is poignant. That really makes a difference.
Absolutely.
And that's why I love to do it.
Yeah, RichieKohler.com. That's all they have to do. Go there and they can sign up for the webinar. Am I right?
Bingo.
There you go. RichieKohler.com. He is the man. He is a super diver. Don't let him fool you. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
I got to thank the folks at Deep Stop Scuba there in Syracuse, New York, for allowing us to borrow Richie's time there for a bit, because he's there, you know, he's there shaking hands, or what was he, shaking babies, kissing hands, that kind of thing, and then giving a little speech and that kind of thing. You know, he does so many cool things. And that book, that really is, you know, The Last Olympian, really a cool read. And, you know, he wants to focus on that, but he already has, like, part two of this book, I think, written in his head. Yeah, so that'll be coming out in a year or two. Good stuff, indeed. RichieKohler.com. I believe that webinar is, I think it's this Thursday, I want to say, but just go to RichieKohler.com, and you can find out everything you want to about that, and you can sign up and join him, and he can answer all your questions online, worldwide, which is kind of cool as well. Hey, Jerry the Diver Guy. What are you up to, man? I got to talk to you because we got to prepare.
I'm wide open.
We got to prepare the studio here in just a bit because, you know, our mermaid that we had working with us in Vegas is going to join us here. And she's in a parade or something today. Do we have to, you know, put any kind of protective clothing on or something before we have her on the radio today? Or what do you think there, buddy?
Well, we may have to.
Yeah. I mean, what do you know about this mermaid McGinnis?
She is affectionately known as a South Mermaid, South Florida Mermaid.
A South Florida Mermaid. But, what, you know, she's in some parade or something. There's some kind of parade.
I don't know if she's in a parade or not.
There's like a scuba parade going on in South Florida. A bunch of divers are walking down the street and, I don't know, throwing candy to kids or throwing candy at kids. I'm not sure what's going on. But
well, why are we not there?
Well, I didn't know about it till yesterday, and then she goes, "Oh yeah, we're going to be throwing candy at kids," you know, and I'm like, "Well, heck, I want to cover that live on the radio. Someone could get hurt. That'd be radio gold." Oh, you poked my eye out. You know, I don't know. It'll be fun, but yeah, we got Rachel.
I'll give
them
a Hershey kiss, and they'll be over.
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of that. We got to talk a little bit about Treasure Quest Snake Island with Megan Heaney Greer as well. That's coming up next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Put your clothes back on, Bubble Boy. Jeez. Too early for that.
It's getting hot in here.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You're so considerate, bringing all this holiday cheer to the neighborhood.
Wreck the malls this Christmas season. La 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 la. Blow your cash for no good reason. La 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 la. Acting in an uncouth manner. La 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 la. Drop your pants and move that Santa. La 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 la.
This is the first radio show devoted to diving, and just in time to drop his pants and moon that Santa. CJ has walked into the studio. Bubble Boy's better half.
No. I'm single.
What? Oh,
he's my worst. I'm not gay.
I meant dive buddy.
Yeah, when you say better half, that connotates a relationship that we're we're not that close.
So you're saying that you're his better half?
No,
you're not. Oh.
I'm just saying we're really good friends.
You're dive buddies. You're dive buddies.
He won't even feed me a hose when mine runs out of air.
All right. So CJ brought in his his kid, too, Ryan, who we've had on the show before.
At least a year.
He's grown up a tad since last time we've had him on Scuba Radio. Yeah, how you doing there, Ryan?
Hi, Greg. I'm the same height as Dad now.
You are. That's scary. Well, or actually, he's kind of on the small
side. He's like 6'7".
What?
That is not true at all.
That is a total lie.
Shut up. It's the radio.
That's what the government wants you to think.
Yes. Okay. Well, see, they're cut from the same cloth. There ain't no doubt about that.
Hey, is Ryan certified?
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
I wish.
Well, are you asking, have you, you know, sat down on Santa's lap and said, hey, big guy, I would like scuba lessons for Christmas? Have you
no,
done that?
No, that's creepy.
Well, that's true, but you have to ask, Ryan. It just isn't going to materialize out of thin air. You got to walk through the
Ryan,
places.
You should ask Greg the Dive Master. He might have some contacts.
Oh, should Wait, I?
Wouldn't it be so nice Greg, to get I? Certified by a lovely mermaid, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, Ryan, what do you think? Would you want to have a mermaid certify you to scuba dive?
I'd be down.
Are you, okay, he's to that age now. He's like, oh, yeah! Something like that. Is that where we're going with this, Ryan, or what?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about now.
I remember when he was just a punk kid, you know, and it was just like, oh, girls.
What
cooties.
This was thing?
Yeah. What? Hey, now, quit it. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, do you really want that, Ryan, or are you just saying this for
He's been bugging me for years.
Yeah, that's
maybe,
true.
Maybe Uncle Greg could get you that.
Well, what about Jerry the Diver guy? I'm down for the count right now. I'm not cleared to dive or let alone teach until like...
By the time it's warm out, you'll be good.
Well, why would we wait for that?
Because
hey, we'll be in South Florida in February.
We don't do cold water.
Well, what do you mean we don't? This is Ryan, your kid. This is where you have the opportunity.
He was born here. He's even worse than me.
Well, I know, but he's your kid. See, this is your opportunity to abuse him accordingly.
Jesus.
Yes.
You know, Ryan, I know a certain drunken scuba Santa who... Yeah, I'm pretty close with him. I could talk
to him
for you.
I hate that guy.
Yeah.
Because if you bring a bottle of vodka and sit on his lap,
he smells
get whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bubble Boy and CJ are in the studio a lot of times when Drunken Santa is here. And so the stank, I'm guessing, it kind of rubs off and he takes it home. And Ryan is the victim of such circumstance, I assume. Am I right, Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He's so enthused. He loves the idea. But anyway,
if your son was here, he would be enthused.
Yeah, he
call the mermaids over. He'll be happy.
Now, my son has learned years ago to avoid this area at all costs.
He'd rather be at Infinity.
Exactly. He's doing things more constructive, like having a life. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I think this should be something we get a message to Santa, or we just schedule a time for Ryan to sit down on, you know, Santa's lap.
His sister wants to get certified too.
Now, do you want her sitting on Santa's lap and asking the same
thing?
No. I didn't think so. So how are we going to handle that?
Probably just write a letter to the
just
North
a letter.
Pole.
Like, yeah. It's gotta be an email or text.
No, phone call. Nothing electronic.
Nothing electronic.
Old-fashioned paper.
You want to go old school, do you? Okay, but you still want to give the gift of scuba to your kids.
Yes.
All right. Well,
good father.
All right. So I don't know. Really, the easiest.
Part is, Greg. We grew up in Florida. They're awesome swimmers. When they were little kids, I had a pool with an older pool with a deep end to it.
Yeah.
There was like 15 feet because it used to have a diving board.
Right.
So these guys were little tadpoles. They were little fish swimming down to the deep end before they could even ride bicycles.
Right.
So
he was born
to dive. Yeah, they're really, really good swimmers.
He was born that way. Ryan, you were born that way. Go ahead and break out in Lady Gaga's song and do it right now.
Now, I brought him up better than that. He doesn't even know that song.
Oh, you're a liar.
I do, sadly.
He does. See, he just said he did, didn't he?
Weird Al made a pretty good parody of it, though.
Okay, you like the Weird Al parody better than the original.
Yes, I do, pop songs.
Yeah, good man. Okay.
Boy has taste.
He does. Yeah, I don't know. Casey, can you certify him, or are you still teaching these days?
I'm not teaching anymore, but I think I could still fit in my old red wetsuit and become the underwater Santa if it'd make him happy.
Well, hey, would you like to sit on an underwater Santa's lap, Brian, and tell him what you want for Christmas?
That's more creepy than doing it on dry land.
Well, it is.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You'd have to do it with sign language or charades.
I don't know sign language.
Ryan, just make Dad come down to South Florida in February, and I'll certify you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like Jerry the Diver Guy to be your dive instructor? There, Ryan?
Sure.
Do you know who he is? Do you know what he's capable of doing?
No, but I will when I get there.
Ryan, would you prefer a man in a Santa suit or a man in an Elvis Presley costume?
Elvis Presley, definitely.
Thank you. Well, then Jerry's your guy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Okay. Yeah, it's amazing what these kids will commit to when they have no idea what they're getting themselves in for. Yeah. But anyway, all right, well, cool. I think
the urge to dive is strong with this one.
Ah, you're feeling.
He can also see Jerry again when he's 21 for a special treat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're Virginia. He's like, what, 12, 13?
Yeah, that's right. He's probably
11 and a half.
11 and a half.
Yeah, that spring water is flowing up there.
He's 15 and a half. He's almost legal.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
Jerry was passing out special gifts to many people in the Bahamas aisle. I remember that.
Well, that's true.
You had me at Jerry's passing out.
Well, wait a minute. At Ryan's age, not only would he be certified and drinking spring water, he'd be married and have three kids by now, wouldn't he?
I don't want kids. Kids are horrible.
Well, neither did Jerry, but look at him, maybe. I don't know. Is that? Well, I guess we... No, he wanted kids, of course. The kids are awesome. Oh, anyway, so giving the gift of scuba, we pretty much screwed the pooch on that one, haven't we, boys?
What do you mean?
Oh, we're telling the story. We're using Ryan as an example of what you can give the person on your holiday gift list. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think you did a great job in Dima. You were giving away trips to the Bahamas, to Curacao, to Stewart's. You were passing out Christmas gifts right, left, and sideways.
Well, this is true. We had more stuff to give away than we ever have in the history of Scuba Radio. And, it's going to be difficult to figure out how to eclipse it next year, which will be our official 20-year anniversary. And by the way, I don't think I mentioned this on the show. Maybe I did last week. I don't remember if I did. Guys, you help me out if I did. But, you know, next year, Dima will be in Orlando, our home base of operations, and it will be our 20-year anniversary celebration. We are talking about hosting a party or piggybacking something with a Dima organization and hosting live music with our friend Richie.
I was going to say, I know a band. I just talked to him last week.
Did you? Yeah. And so
game.
These guys have a band in Orlando. We're going to have them play our party, and we're talking about bringing the Bahamas in and Explore Ventures. Explore Ventures is going to be celebrating their 30-year anniversary in our 20. So there's some big stuff in the works for Dima 2017. We got to work this far out. To plan for that, and it'll be the 1st of November 2017. So as we get closer, I'll let you know. But it is going to be a major blowout. We're going to do something special. But it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds, because I don't know how we will be able to get more stuff than we got to give away this year. It was insane, all the stuff we had. And then we had Megan Haney Greer from Treasure Quest Snake Island. We had Weiland came by. How a bunch of diving celebrities came by and helped us out throughout the week. And, you know, it was just a blast. Good times, for sure. But we are already looking ahead for that event. And once again, now we mentioned this on the week on the show last week, and I can tell you Explorer Ventures is already getting some calls. Matter of fact, Mark told me yesterday, Mark, you going to go on our scuba cruise in October, you think?
I am, Greg. You told me about that. I'm all over it.
Well, there you go. So October 7th, we're going to be in the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures, and you need to call them now, 1-800-322-3577. It will be our 20-year anniversary scuba radio scuba cruise, and we have a special treat for everyone on board with the usual mermaids, the scuba cowboy, that kind of thing, doing a radio show. Eric Douglas, our friend and author, is coming on the boat, and he's going to write a story kind of like a murder mystery on the seven seas, and incorporate everybody who's on the boat with us into the story. Yes, you could be the killer, the guy with the candlestick, the whole thing. He's going to write about it.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Have you seen that new Santa they just hired?
Yeah, he's back there drunk.
It was late at night on Christmas Eve. I was dreaming of the soft white snow.
White snow.
I was awoken by a noise near the Christmas tree. What it was, I did not know. It was Santa Claus. He was bringing me some gifts. Unfortunately, I did not know that.
I didn't know.
So I quietly snuck up behind him, and I shot him 5 times in the back.
What?
It went pow, 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 pow.
What the hell?
Then that's when I heard my telephone. It was Auntie Jean looking for Uncle Bob. She said he left the house dressed as Santa Claus, but he didn't.
didn't come home last night. Have you seen him? God, I hope he's all right.
Okay. Well, yeah, I apologize for that.
Horrible man, Greg. You're a horrible man.
Dark tale.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Well, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Where did you dig that one up at?
What do you mean? Where? I didn't dig it up from anywhere. That's one of the hottest holiday hits.
I think it needs to be buried.
Okay.
I didn't know Drunken Scuba Santa's first name was Bob.
Yeah. Children are crying right now.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, and then, you know, mission accomplished. All right? All right. So, yeah, it is holiday season. So we're kind of in holiday mode. And but I'm still reflecting on some of the things that happened in Vegas. When I say reflect, you could call them a flashback. And, well, here's an example.
This is Greg the Dive Master. We are live on the Sunset Strip. Not the Sunset Strip. The Vegas Strip with Jerry the Diver Guy. Greg the Diver. Look, I can't believe I'm here with the guy, the man who's never been to Vegas before. Hey,
what's going on?
Are you having fun there, Jerry, or what?
Who's drunk?
Yeah, well, me, you.
And everybody else.
Yeah, stumbling around here. We ran into several Elvises. Got a free picture with them because Jerry is related to Elvis. And is this a memorable experience for you or what?
This is one of the best trips Scuba Radio has sent me out on.
This is the highlight of his life. And I'm just honored to be here and witness it myself.
You honored? I am here honored. What are you talking about? Greg the Dive Master is drunk.
I got
too many Category 5 hurricanes.
Yeah.
It's all good. That's what you do in Vegas. What stays in Vegas shows up well on Scuba Radio today.
Yeah.
That's true. Let's get it on. Uh-oh. Who's drunk?
Well, evidently we were. And, I forgot about that.
We were pretty ripe.
Wow. We were a bit ripe. You know, I'll tell you, I had some blood work done when I got back, you know, because I'm still recovering from this open heart surgery. And I believe that little episode on the Vegas Strip threw my numbers off.
Yeah, I got them back right.
No, at least it showed up 151.
Yeah, I think that explains it. Yes.
They can test for coconut-flavored moonshine? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, there was some of that, but yeah, we were drinking these Cat 5 hurricanes from...
They had a 151 shot on top.
We weren't diving, so, you know, we had a little cocktail with a floater on top.
But doctor said, Greg, there's a little blood in your alcohol stream.
Exactly. I think that's kind of what the nurse said.
Well, and in your urine.
That's okay. Alcohol's an antiseptic.
Okay. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, but that was Jerry's first experience in Las Vegas. So
it was a great one.
It was a good one. And that was, you know, obviously I helped him do that, and then he was like, here, give me that microphone.
This is Jerry the Diver Guy and Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah.
Hello. We are live from the Las Vegas Strip
right here.
Who's drunk?
I'm drunk.
Thank you, Dima.
Okay. Yes. All right. There you go. So, wow. You know, like I said, they're kind of flashbacks, not so much memories, you know? And thank God we captured some of that nonsense on tape to share with you, and we apologize. But that's just what we do. And like I said, you know, it is kind of holiday mode. I don't know. I just got a text from, you know, our mermaid that we're supposed to talk to here in just a bit. And I don't know. She's saying the parade has been delayed or something. Jerry, are you talking to her too or what?
Oh, no, but I'll send her a text right
now. Yeah, no, she's...
Where is this parade taking place?
Well, it's
a scuba parade.
Mm.
It's a scuba parade in South Florida. Or maybe it's a parade that a bunch of divers have crashed. That's what it sounded like to me, how she described it. And she said that the divers get their gear on and walk down the parade route, and there's a whole bunch of them, and then they throw candy out to all the kids and the bystanders. And I don't know if she said throw them candy or throw candy at them, which would be more, you know, that would be way more fun, I think. You know, you're sitting there walking down in your, you know, flip-flops like a duck. Like, here, Junior, whoop!
Oh. I got taffy in my eye. I got eye taffy.
Exactly. And that would be like a Christmas miracle, wouldn't it?
Thanks for the bit of honey, honey. Back at you.
Pretty soon, it's a whole food riot.
Are you guys drinking the mermaid rum
Being
already?
Divers, shouldn't they only throw saltwater taffy?
Exactly.
That, you know, that does make sense.
Or just bits of raw fish.
Bits of raw fish would be, you know, it's a nice combination.
Clams. That would do some damage.
Oof. Yeah, that'll leave
bounce off your car.
That'll
Bing.
Leave a mark. Yeah. Well,
what happened to your mirror? What happened to your mirror? I got clammed.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody clammed me.
Hey, this, oh, what a beautiful Christmas memory you'll have.
It
with
was
your
a clam claim.
For years to come.
And they oystered my tail end.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They sucked it right out of the oyster.
I don't know
it was
what
disgusting.
That means.
Disgusting.
All right. Well. Rachel, Mermaid Rachel, is going to join us from the Scuba Santa Parade
God
or Christmas. I don't know. We'll find out what the heck it is. Also, the Dive God's supposed to join us, Big Wave Dave, and a whole bunch more in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. Just getting started.
I'm a jam here under the sea. Each little slug here, cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.